Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 31 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump confirming that the 25% tariffs due to be imposed on Mexico tomorrow morning have been paused for a month. That after the president and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum held a discussion about stopping the flow of drugs, including fentanyl, across the border. Meantime, in Washington, a major purge at the FBI, also imposed by the Trump administration.
The eight top officials at the Federal Bureau of Investigation have either been fired or forced to resign. Now they are being asked to, the FBI is being asked to produce a list of every employee who worked on any case related to January 6th. I am told this is some 6,000 FBI employees all told.
ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl. Employees with USAID, which provides billions of dollars to developing countries, told not to show up at the office in Washington today after Elon Musk said that Donald Trump had given him permission to shutter the agency. This is ABC News. Scientists say there's no need to panic, but yes, there is a slim chance of an asteroid the size of a soccer field entering our solar system in the next 8 years.
It's up to 330 feet wide and has a 1.2% chance of hitting the Earth somewhere on December 22, 2032. Dante Loretta of the University of Arizona's Lunar and Planetary Laboratory says it's only a matter of time.
It's happened many times before throughout geologic history.
But a 1.2% chance of impact means a 98.8% probability that 2024 YR4 will harmlessly pass by. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
An atmospheric river is bringing heavy rain to California. Northern California has gotten waterlogged over the weekend, with parts of California's wine country getting particularly hard hit. Roads were flooded out and trees were toppled in some areas. This week, forecasters say the heavy rains will head to Southern California and affect the areas of rebuilding after the wildfires. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is cloudy and a light haze and 31 degrees at 12:05. Cloudy today with areas of light fog lifting, highs in the mid-30s, winds northeast around 10, becoming northwest later. Partly cloudy tonight and much colder with a low of 11, winds will be northwest 7 to 14, and partly sunny and cool tomorrow with a high of 20. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at 4 miles per hour, and once again, our current temperature is 31 degrees.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at wccu.coop to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at wccu.coop.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Today is Monday, February 3rd. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. Wisconsin businesses are bracing for tariff impacts. James Vanderloo, head at Global Freight Forwarder, OEC Group Milwaukee, said businesses importing from Canada, Mexico, and China are unlikely to take on the costs that come with tariffs. Vanderloo said President Trump's new 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico and 10% tariff on China will be hard for businesses to be able to justify absorbing all that cost. So typically, they'll pass it on to the consumer. He said that especially applies to small businesses and manufacturers, which are a major part of Wisconsin's economy. A recent Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce survey found 56% of respondents opposing 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico, and half predicting those would have a negative impact on their businesses. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is a member of the committee overseeing the FAA and Transportation Department. On WISN's Upfront, the Wisconsin Democrat says she doesn't believe that committee needs to launch its own investigation into last week's deadly collision between a passenger plane and an Army Black Hawk helicopter in Washington, D.C. She says the committee lacks the expertise of the National Transportation Safety Board, and member of Congress should wait for the agency to complete its investigation. She expects the committee to be briefed on the crash this week. Baldwin said she found President Trump's comments the day after the tragedy, which killed 67 people, to be wholly inappropriate. Trump's cast widespread blame for the crash, including diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler won't be leading the national party. Despite Wickler's endorsements from several governors, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democratic National Committee delegates meeting outside Washington, D.C. on Saturday, chose Minnesota's Ken Martin as the party's next chair. Martin won 24% 246.5 of the 428 votes. Wickler came in second with 134.5 votes. And the 51-year-old Martin was serving as DNC vice chair and is also chair of the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party. One person is dead and several others injured after a very short police chase through Columbia County. Deputies say the chase started Saturday afternoon when officers attempted to stop a vehicle on I-90-94. The driver, a 22-year-old man from Sparta, took off at over 100 miles per hour, but quickly lost control of their vehicle and crashed on the ramp to Highway 33. One passenger from the vehicle was ejected and died at the scene. Two other passengers suffered life-threatening injuries. The driver is hospitalized but will face felony charges when he is released. A 70-year-old man is unaccounted for after falling through the ice on a Kenosha County lake. Police in Twin Lakes learned a UTV carrying three men broke through the ice on Lake Elizabeth Thursday afternoon. Two of the three on the vehicle made it out of the water safely, while a rescue effort for the other man became a recovery effort by nightfall. Search efforts were ended late Thursday night and resumed Friday morning. The latest water rescue on a frozen southeast Wisconsin lake follows four others last weekend in Racine and Waukesha counties. The Department of Natural Resources urges caution when operating ATVs and UTVs on frozen water bodies. Governor Evers, together with Wisconsin's Office of the Commissioner of Insurance, Commissioner Nathan Hodeck, announced Friday that according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, 313,579 Wisconsinites signed up for health insurance on the individual marketplace through the Affordable Care Act during the 2025 open enrollment period, marking a nearly 18% increase from the previous period and the highest enrollment Wisconsin has ever reached. This year's record surpasses last year's record-breaking enrollment by more than 47,250 enrollees, underscoring the continued importance of affordable healthcare coverage options through the ACA. This announcement comes as last week, Governor Evers, as part of his 2025 State of the State address, also announced new effort in his upcoming 2025-27 executive budget to ensure Wisconsinites have access to affordable quality health care, including increasing access to necessary prescription medicine and improving consumer protections. Respiratory illnesses are on the increase in the state. The Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services says flu hospitalizations are the highest they've been in 7 years. This is especially true for older adults. DHS says it's not too late to get a flu and COVID-19 shot and an RSV vaccination if you're eligible. Everyone should also be following recommendations of washing hands and staying home when you're sick. A couple of Wisconsin Republicans are reintroducing a bill to allow teachers to conceal carry firearms on school property. Lisa Hale has the story.
Republican lawmakers are presenting a bill that they say will protect Wisconsin school children from gun violence. State Senator Corey Tomchick of Mosinee and State Representative Scott Allen of Waukesha have co-authored a bill allowing teachers and school staff to carry guns on campus. In a press release, Allen said the bill is the request of the Germantown School Board, who wrote in 2023, quote, "The gun-free school zone signs do nothing but notify a criminal that there will be few, if any, people in the building who can defend themselves." Allen proposed very similar legislation in April 2023. Allen said this bill avoids a statewide solution, but allows each district to make a choice currently prohibited by state law. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
With the changing weather and the major temperature fluctuations, remember that no ice is safe ice. Watch out for weak points like ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that still have current running under, or dams, inlets, and outlets. Experts say ice may be good enough to support you in one place and possibly not in another. So check ice depth frequently if you do fall into icy waters. Remain calm and attempt all measures to get out safely. Bring an ice pick with you and never go out on the ice alone. Could Wisconsin pass a law to ban cell phones in schools? Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Sturgeon Bay Assemblyman Joel Kitchens is sponsoring the measure. It has not been formally introduced yet. It would require school districts come up with ways to keep students from using their devices, phones, laptops, tablets during instructional time. According to a Pew Research survey from last year, more than 70% of high school teachers say devices in class are a major problem. It would be up to each district to decide how they would store students' devices. One of the biggest parts of the pushback to these plans is that parents want their kids to have their phones in case of emergencies. According to Everytown for Gun Safety, there were about 220 school shooting events in America last year. This proposal includes exceptions for emergencies, for students with disabilities, and those who use their devices for health reasons. Indiana, Minnesota, and Ohio have recently passed measures restricting phone use in schools. Meanwhile, the Department of Public Instruction confirmed to me that they've also been looking into phone bans in classrooms. That includes checking out this legislation from other states. Now, they don't have a position either way yet. For now, they're just exploring the issue.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community.
Two of the country's most famous groundhogs are in disagreement over the rest of the season. Punxsutawney Phil predicts six more weeks of winter, but our own Jimmy the groundhog in Sun Prairie says an early spring is coming. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reports that Jimmy is actually the sixth most accurate groundhog in the country. He's right about 60% of the time. Staten Island Chuck in New York is the top rodent forecaster in the country with an 85% accuracy rate. With the tax season underway in Wisconsin, officials are reminding eligible residents that they can utilize the Internal Revenue Service's direct file system for free. Residents who have an income of under $200,000 per year and those claiming itemized deductions are eligible to use the direct file system. Officials say the process is fast and secure and are hoping that all eligible residents receive the earned income tax credit. Wisconsin residents can confirm their eligibility for the free services at directfile.irs.com. WRCO News Time is 12:17. WRCO will continue with more news right after this.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Water is essential to life, and at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community. With over 50 years of experience, they provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center wants to say a big thank you to all of their customers with Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through the 22nd. It'll be the perfect time to stock up and save. Get 20% off all parts during the entire event. And what's a celebration without some delicious food? Stop in and enjoy mouth-watering barbecue pork sandwiches from Richland Locker, available for all customers. So whether you're gearing up for spring work or just stopping by for the food and the deals, Simpson's Tractor has you covered. So mark your calendar. Join the fun during Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through February 22nd at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Great deals, great food, and heartfelt thanks. Don't miss it. See you there.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and we got a light fog off in the distance, and our current temperature is 30 degrees at 12:19. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, in conjunction with Wisconsin Libraries, are hosting Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Local Library program. After a one-year hiatus, the program is back at your local library. Stacy Pilla is the director at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center.
Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library is a collaborative effort between the DNR, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction and many libraries around the state, where library cardholders have the opportunity to check out a daily pass to state parks, forests, and recreation areas. It is good for any park in Wisconsin, with the exception of the state trails. Those require a separate trail pass.
It works much in the same way as checking out a book or DVD, but you don't have to return it.
You check it out, but it's yours to keep. You do not have to bring it back, and you will affix it to the windshield of your car on the day you visit the park. It's a one-day pass, and we can give you a bit of a range if you're not quite exactly sure what day you're planning to go to the park, a three-day range.
The passes are free. You just need to have a library card and a Wisconsin license plate on your car. The program runs through the year, but the library has a set amount of passes.
Summer will probably be our most busy time for the passes, but we do have a good supply, but it is first come, first serve.
While the program is free to you, there is a cost to the library.
There is a fee for the library to participate, so we have that covered for our library patrons. That is, in fact, why we did not have it last year.
Along with the day pass, library cardholders may receive an informational kit of State Park System materials.
We do have a packet of materials at the library that patrons can take to help them get started. They can also visit dnr.wisconsin.gov under the Parks tab. They can find information there under Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library. They can also visit Out We Go. Search for that, and that's O-U-T-W-I, as in Wisconsin, G-O, and just scroll down until you find State Parks at Your Library.
The Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program is available at the Brewer Public Library during normal business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 6, Friday from 9 to 5, and Saturday from 10 to 2. If you would like to help the library keep the program available, donations are always accepted. Representative Tony Kurtz has announced 6 upcoming listening sessions for constituents of the 41st Assembly District to attend and share their thoughts, concerns, and ideas on what's happening in their community and statewide. Kurtz will be at the Richland Center Municipal Building today from 2:30 to 3:30 and the Lone Rock Village Hall from 5:30 to 6:30. Then on Monday, February 10th, Kurtz will also hold listening sessions at the Reedsburg Library from 10:30 to 11:30, the Waniwok Library from 2:30 to 3:30, and from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Lake Delton Village Hall. The Richland High School, or Richland Center High School Band, will present its annual Pops concert tonight at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and the Symphonic Band. The concert and the Symphonic Band will perform a wide range of rock, pop, movie, and musical styles. This concert will feature music from the Rolling Stones, the Eagles, Bon Jovi, Adele, Star Wars, Broadway, and Disney. Admission is $5 per person or free for senior citizens and students with ID. AARP Wisconsin has announced they are now accepting applications for their 2025 Community Challenge Grant Program. According to a press release, the program provides grant funding for quick action projects to improve quality of life in communities across the state, specifically targeting residents who are 50 and older. The projects could include things like upgrading transportation, housing, and digital infrastructure, or improving public places. The organization will be accepting applications from local nonprofits until March 5th. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 93 school referendum questions will be appearing on ballots this spring, with 5 appearing on the February 18th primary ballot and the remaining 88 on the April 1st spring election ballot. February's referendums include Mauston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. In April, districts going to referendum include Arcadia, Bangor, Cochrane Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose Mindoro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. Key deadlines are rapidly approaching to be eligible for Wisconsin voters seeking to cast an absentee ballot before the February 18th spring primary, according to Wisconsin's Elections Commission. Starting tomorrow, clerks can begin to issue in-person absentee ballots at the clerk's office or another designated location. The in-person absentee voting process involves a voter both requesting a ballot and completing that ballot on the same trip to the clerk's office or designated location. When a voter requests an absentee ballot in their municipal clerk's office or another designated location, they will complete their ballot immediately, seal the ballot in the proper envelope, and return it to the member of the clerk's staff. Meanwhile, Thursday, February 13th is the last day for most voters to request an absentee ballot by mail, online, email, or fax for the February 18th spring primary. In practical terms, though, that results in unrealistic time frame for the voter to receive the ballot, complete it, and return it to their clerk by election day. Voters who still need to request an absentee ballot by mail should act immediately, said Megan Wolf, administrator of the WEC and the state's chief election official. Registered voters can make their requests online at myvote.wi.gov. Voters faced with tight deadlines for absentee voting by mail have the option of using the IPAV process between February 4th and February 16th in their clerk's office or another designated voting location. IPAV timing within that window may vary from community to community, so voters should check with their local clerk to confirm their IPAV opportunities. Wisconsin has joined a group of nine other states in the District of Columbia in fighting to maintain higher standards for lead in the water system. The federal rule went into effect on December 30th and is facing legal challenges by the American Water Works Association. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the common sense rule should remain in place as lead exposure has been shown to be a health hazard, especially for children. Governor Tony Evers also announced an emergency rule raising lead standards in his State of the State address. Props to us here in the Midwest. Apparently, we have some of the healthiest teeth in the country. A new analysis from the Wallet Hub considers the cost of dental work, the number of dentists per capita, and how many people are suffering from dental issues. We have the lowest rate in the nation of people who have trouble sleeping due to oral health problems and of people who have to take time because of dental issues. Wisconsin has the third lowest cost in the nation for routine cleanings. The top states are Illinois and Minnesota. The states with the worst dental health are Mississippi, Arkansas, and West Virginia. And today's winner of $75 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Greg Shepp on ticket number 919. WRCO News Time is 12:28. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
A comfort in a time of need.
Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind, a comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. George L. Blake, 89, of Boscobel, died January 25th. A funeral service will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Prairie Cemetery in Fenimore. Friends may call at the funeral home tomorrow from 9 until the time of service at 11. George Blake is survived by his brother, Eddie and Linda Miller of Canada, along with many nieces and nephews. George L. Blake, 89, of Boscobel. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died January 16th at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held Wednesday from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1, at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Bruce Tesmer is survived by his wife, Mary Lou, three children, Chris and Anna Selheim of Hanover, Maryland, Eric and Jessica of Kyle, Texas, and Melanie of Richland Center, brother Tom and Rosie of Green Bay, sisters-in-law Augie and Bill Records of Great Falls, Montana, and Ellen and Steve Lundstrom of Neshwauk, Minnesota, brother-in-law Larry Olson of Stoughton, other relatives and friends. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville, died Saturday at home. A Celebration of Life will be held this Saturday from noon until 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Tom Berger is survived by his wife, Brenda, a son, Nathan McBain and Amy Reinhardt of Richland Center, seven grandchildren, sisters and brother-in-law, Arnold and Teresa Williams of Richland Center, and Kim Nelson of DeForest, and other relatives and friends. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. Darren and Heidi Gunderson, best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Hope you're having a great Monday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at plenty of clouds yet across the area, but most of the fog and mist is starting to move away as a cold front has slid through. This system actually brought as much as 4 inches of snow to parts of central and northern Wisconsin last night into early today. Otherwise, we are looking at a fairly busy weather pattern with the next disturbance coming in from the Plain States as we head into Wednesday afternoon into early Thursday. Certainly bears watching as some ingredients are in place to see some ice across the region with some freezing rain and sleet. We'll certainly keep you posted. That'll be followed fairly quickly with another low pressure system for Friday night and Saturday, could bring us a couple inches of snow accumulation, at least across much of the state of Wisconsin. Otherwise, temperatures in the overall will be a little bit on the cool side here for the next 10 days or so. That forecast for the rest of today, generally cloudy with areas of light fog lifting, temperature topping out in the mid-30s. Northeast wind around 10 miles an hour, becoming northwest later. Tonight, partly cloudy and much cooler as temperatures dip down to 11 degrees. Partly sunny tomorrow on the cool side, high near 20, northwest wind up to 10. On Wednesday, mainly cloudy and warmer, 50% chance of a light wintry mix starting in the afternoon, low at 13 with a high of 32. Thursday, light snow likely early in the morning with minor accumulations, mostly cloudy and breezy, low about 22 with a high near 30 degrees. As we go into Friday, partly cloudy and cooler, low near 10 with highs in the mid-20s, light snow expected late Friday night. And Saturday snow likely diminishing by late afternoon. A few inches are possible with a high of 29. And by Sunday, partly cloudy and chilly with a high near 22. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 30 degrees. We did reach a high of 33 today. Now we're back down to 30, which was also our morning low. Yesterday's high was 42, and we received a trace of rain. Record high set back in 1992 is 49 degrees, with a record low of 40 below set back in 1992. 1951. Last year's high was 46 with a low of 29. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:16, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:14. Winds are out of the south-southwest at around 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.88, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 30 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
High production costs are plaguing corn and soybean growers in the U.S. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. It's tough to make a buck growing corn or soybeans. During an event put on recently by Field Advisor, a service provided by the Illinois Soybean Checkoff Program, University of Illinois ag economist Scott Irwin laid it out there.
Corn prices were currently clearly below the long-term average, and we have been below the long-term average for a little bit less than a year. History would suggest we'd probably have at least another couple years below average. What I think is the critical question facing the sector is grain prices, how low, how long?
Irwin says Illinois corn and soybean growers were getting some pretty great returns from 2020 to 22, but losses in 23 and 24 have eaten up much of those gains. And says Irwin, it can't be blamed fully on low crop prices.
From 2019 to 2024, what's interesting is gross revenue for, on a combined 50-50 corn-soybean basis, is actually way up. It is up almost $150 an acre. Revenue has not gone down, but the issue is how rapidly costs have escalated.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
A timeout called on tariffs. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A state commodity group leader is encouraged by reports that tariffs imposed by the U.S. on Mexico are being suspended for a month. Minnesota Soybean Growers Association President Darren Johnson tells Brownfield the Trump administration has shown it will use tariffs as a trade tool.
Seems like tariffs, you know, it's more of a lever that you can pull to start the negotiating process. So just that there in itself hopefully moves us one step forward in the negotiating process.
The White House issued a statement today saying after a positive conversation with the president of Mexico, U.S. tariffs would be paused 30 days with Secretary of State Marco Rubio heading negotiations. Johnson says the U.S. has a long history of trade with its neighbor to the south.
Looking back to our old NAFTA agreement and reconfiguring that going into the USMCA agreement. So great relationship with them.
Johnson says he's hopeful the U.S. will maintain the robust ag exports market it has held in the past. An agribusiness leader says he's concerned about the immediate impact tariffs imposed by the president will have on border states. Michigan Agribusiness Association President Chuck Lipstrew tells Brownfield,
Michigan is a North American hub for trade and transit, and a big part of that is our proximity as a border state to Canada. When you think about the number of agricultural and food products that move across the border in both directions.
Lipstrew says he's not giving up hope on a resolution before duties are fully implemented.
We're encouraging everyone to keep a clear head and deliberate focus, and our hope is that these tariffs aren't going to go into effect or it won't last long if they do. We understand there's additional negotiations happening today, and you know there is a lot of concern out there about what the outcome could be.
President Trump is meeting with leaders from Canada today, which has announced plans for retaliatory tariffs. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has announced the resumption of cattle and bison imports from Mexico. In late November, APHIS halted shipments of Mexican cattle and bison after a positive detection of New World screwworm in southern Mexico. APHIS and Mexico have agreed to a comprehensive pre-clearance inspection and treatment. Cattle and bison approved for importation will also be dipped in a solution to ensure they are otherwise insect and tick free. APHIS says the top priority is to protect American livestock from foreign pests. There are a couple of new high-path avian influenza cases in the U.S. One is in northwestern Iowa, where it affected a commercial egg-laying flock in O'Brien County. That's the state's second detection in domestic birds this year. Michigan also reports a backyard flock testing positive for the virus, and that's their fifth case of 2025. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are higher. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It's a typical start to the week in cash cattle country with quiet business. The bulk of last week's trade took place mainly on Thursday in the South, with live deals marked at mostly $208, $6 to $7 higher from the previous week. Northern dress deals took place both Thursday and Friday and had a range of $325 to $332, steady with the previous week. Boxed beef was higher at midday, with choice up $3.55 at $331.23 and select up $3.74 at $320.81. According to Missouri's weekly cattle auction summary, total receipts across the state were up sharply from the most recent report and nearly even year over year. Feeder steers and heifers sold mostly $5 higher, with some calves having spots up to $10 higher. The USDA says it was the largest volume week of the year so far. The state's feeder supply included 55% steers, and 58% of the total offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 750 to 799 pounds, brought 251 to 294.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 600 to 649 pounds, sold for 241 to 306. Cash hogs are higher at midday, with a very light opening negotiated run at the major direct markets. It's a fairly quiet start to the week, with buyers getting a look at their near-term needs and monitoring demand. Pork was firm at midday, but has been inconsistent here recently. While global demand for U.S. pork is generally solid, there are some concerns about the impact of tariffs against key trading partners on export business. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a minimal head count at midday with no price trend established. The five-day rolling average is 83.84. Other rolling averages across the region include 83.34 for the Iowa-Minnesota and 83.83 for the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hogs were higher at the Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa markets. Barrels and gilts were $2 higher at $60. Slaughter sows were $1 to $24 higher, ranging from $51 to $80. Boars had a range of $18 to $30. Pork values were higher at midday, up 43 cents at $95.18. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insight from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans are supported by commercial and technical buying. The new U.S. tariffs on Mexico have been paused for a month with no announced changes yet to plans for Canada or China. Most forecasts do have a drier pattern for wet parts of Brazil and rain chances for some areas in Argentina. March beans are up 11 at 10.53, May's 9.5 higher at 10.67. March bean meal's up 80 cents at 301.90. March bean oil's 33 points higher at 46.44. Corn's higher. That pause in tariffs against Mexico is positive, and Canada's trade retaliation does not include U.S. corn or ethanol. Corn's also monitoring conditions in South America. March is up 5.5 at 487.5, and May corn's 5.25 higher at 498.25. And wheat's up as the trade continues to keep an eye on development weather in the United States, Europe, the Black Sea region, and India. The tariffs against Canada could improve domestic demand for spring wheat. March Chicago's 9 higher at 568.5. March Kansas City's up 8.75 at 588. And in the spring wheat pit, March Minneapolis is up 5.5 at 621. Live and feeder cattle are sharply lower on the resumption of cattle imports from Mexico and overbought signals. This week's show list does look mixed, mostly larger than last week. April lives down 267 at 199.62. June's 270 lower at 194. March feeders are down 552 at 270.20. And as for the hogs, they are sharply lower on technical weakness. Pork was firm at midday, but that's been pretty inconsistent recently. Midwest butcher markets are $2 higher. April lean's down $4, limit lower at $86.35. May's down $3.45 at $91.07. Crude oil is back to firm. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There is a pretty big game coming up this weekend. If you're hosting a party, the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service has a few food safety reminders to keep your entire spread and your guests healthy. Jesus Garcia, a public affairs specialist with the USDA, shares the first two steps.
The first step, clean. Wash your hands before and after you touch raw meat or poultry. And wash any surfaces where those raw meat and poultry items may have touched. Always use soap and water and wash your hands for at least 20 seconds and clean and sanitize using a commercial or homemade solution of to sanitize, which could easily be just a gallon of water with a teaspoon of bleach. Second step, separate. Use different cutting boards. You don't want to cross-contaminate any raw meat juices with ready-to-eat foods. So have two cutting boards, and we recommend that they're plastic cutting boards because cutting boards made out of wood, they tend to be porous, and raw meat juices tend to go in there, and they're very hard to clean out. So get those two different cutting boards. Use one for raw meat and poultry and another one for your ready-to-eat foods that are not going to be cooked, like salads, fruits, vegetables, cheeses, and bread.
We'll get a refresher on step 3 and 4 tomorrow. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Petco Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at PetcoLoveLost.org.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
More weed control tools. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Drake Robards, U.S. portfolio marketing leader for soybean herbicides, says Corteva is bringing 3 new soybean herbicides to the market in 2025. He tells Brownfield, Enversa is a post-emerge, Kyber Pro is a premium pre-emerge, and Sonic Boom is a premix pre-emergence herbicide. More after this.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Corteva Agriscience, U.S. portfolio marketing leader for soybean herbicides, Drake Robards, says there will be 3 new additions in 2025.
The first one is Enversa, which is encapsulated acetylcor, and that is a post-emerge herbicide, largely for soybeans, but secondary crops such as sugar beets, sorghum, cotton, and corn. It's a proprietary formulation, and this year was a limited launch year with a full-blown launch year for crop year 26. So that's the first one, so that's the post-emerge. And then we have Kyber Pro, which is a premium pre-emerge mixture for soybeans that will be targeting the premium acre, or actually, you know, we're an equal opportunity acre, but the targeted audience there is the premium soybean acre across the Corn Belt. So again, premix there. And the third one is Sonic Boom, which is also a liquid premix for pre-emerge. And that is also primarily targeting the soybean acre. That is more of a mid-tier price point product. So those 3 are huge additions to the portfolio. Going into this year, we did have some gaps in the portfolio, especially in the premix pre-liquid space. So we definitely filled those gaps and extremely excited about all three.
He tells Brownfield Inversa is positioned as a preferred tank mix partner of choice with Enlist One.
So if you think about weed control on the soybean acre, we'll just focus on the soybean acre here. You start out the year with a strong pre-emerge like Kyber Pro or Sonic Boom, and then you get in season and you would follow up with Inversa tank mix with Enlist One. You're going to get a lot of residual activity there from the pre, if it's Kyber Pro or Sonic Boom. So you're going to have, you know, control of weeds from before the crop goes in the ground through well into season, when we suggest that Enlist One and Inversa tank mix together applied. So kind of from that start to finish, if you will.
To learn more, visit soybeanherbicides.corteva.us. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
The news this hour sponsored by Ryan's Auto Sales, providing a reliable lineup of quality vehicles, making the car buying process easy and dependable for all customers. And Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly, caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A delay, at least, in higher prices for consumers. ABC's Matt Rivers in Mexico City.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum saying after a phone call with President Trump this morning, he has agreed to suspend putting tariffs on Mexican imports to the U.S. for 1 month. This after both sides agreed that Mexico would send an additional 10,000 National Guard troops to the northern border to try and stem the flow of fentanyl into the United States.
The leader of the Canadian province, Ontario, says he's ripping up a contract with Elon Musk's Starlink internet services in response to President Trump's new tariffs on Canada. Musk, a private citizen,